the things that really come into play are the student's personal perceptions. If a student doesn't feel like that's a good match for them, they don't like the device, they don't want to carry the device, they don't want to use that device, something has to be done. Either training has to be done, the student has to become more comfortable with it, the student has to be shown all the different things that they can do with that device and how that device will help them, or perhaps another device or another solution should be found. Getting the student or the user on board with the technology is a critical component. I'm always reminded of a student who needed hearing aids, and the child got the hearing aids, and they sent the child to school. Very little training was involved, and the parents were happy, the teachers were happy, and the child got to school, and he just had never heard so many sounds. And he was in the bathroom, and someone flushed those really loud toilets that are in the public schools, and he screamed, and he took the hearing aids out, and he dropped them in the toilet and flushed the toilet. And there were thousands of dollars down the drain. His feelings and his perceptions weren't considered in all of this. Now, obviously, the hearing aids were necessary for him, but some training and some assistance with adapting to that would have been very useful. The implementation piece is the critical component that I think was missing. Students are receiving the technology, but they're not receiving the services in order to use that technology. The students are not being trained. The teachers are not being trained. And the teachers don't know how to match the goals of the student with specific assistive technology devices. And without that match, without someone saying to the teacher, here is the assistive technology, here are the student's goals, this is how this student is supposed to use this technology in order to meet these goals. Without that implementation component, really, there's a lot of assistive technology sitting in the closet, sitting on shelves, or not being used to the fullest extent